Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at lower ego vulnerability and how it can cause difficulty in a person's ability to grow the quality of their mind while making a deeper connection to human and divine truth. This affects a person's ability to recognize their human vulnerability and the inherent weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity. They often act as if they don't exist, which affects their ability to appropriately reflect upon their thinking for signs of disconnection from truth and reality. This is impacting their ability to learn reality-connected ideas and beliefs, to change faulty ideas and beliefs they are carrying around in their mind, and to remove those which are disconnected from truth. Each of these are lowering the quality of their mind. They also have difficulty experiencing healthy amounts of anxiety, fear, anger, guilt, sadness, and love, which are often used by healthier people to get them to form, change, and remove thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes so that they are more truth-connected. In short, they miss out on the important role that emotion can play in growing the quality of their mind towards truth. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work and purpose. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, which is really the foundation for chaos in one's personal life and society. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like, in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your relationships and lives and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our program today, we'll continue focusing on being able to grow our minds with truth, and particularly the impact of lower ego vulnerability on doing so. You've probably never thought about this, but being connected to truth, to reality, has a profound effect on the quality of life we're able to live, both individually and collectively as a society. The better connected our beliefs and values and attitudes are to reality, the greater the version of ourselves, and the greater the version of life we can live, because they're connected to truth. Truth is an invaluable commodity that unfortunately many have difficulty seeking and finding because they're compromised by their ego energy. Also, most people assume they're already connected to truth, so why seek something you already have? But you often don't, and you don't realize it. Many people think that because they have this wondrous tool called a brain, that all they need to do is let it do its thing and bring us to truth within our thoughts and beliefs. That your brain is, in some respects, the truth maker and the truth teller. But that's not how it works. The brain doesn't make distinctions for you involving beliefs and truth, fact from fiction, and fantasy from reality. As incredible a tool as it is, it can't do any of that. You must do that. You must take the responsibility for growing your mind with human and divine truth. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as that because our ego energy can get in the way of our taking that responsibility and effectively growing our mind. Our ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability can each get in the way, in their own way, of this happening. This show and the others focused on growing the quality of your mind are about showing you how it can do that and what you can do about it. How unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy can lead to creating and using faulty ideas, beliefs, values, and attitudes, which can lower the quality of our mind as we gain distance from human and divine truth. Distance from reality, which is lowering the quality of our mind. But before we go ahead, I want to answer some important questions you may have about truth. I've spoken to these on some recent shows, but they bear repeating due to their importance. These questions are, isn't truth relative? Isn't truth in the mind of the thinker of the truth? Isn't truth shaped by a lifetime of relationships, events, and experiences? Well, the answer to each of those questions is yes. And in the case of the first one, the degree of relativity is impacted by the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability in a person's ego energy. Human truth is much less relative and far more consensual, that is, agreed upon across people when ego energy is balanced in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And this is the case even though we may come from different life backgrounds and events and experiences. Our thoughts and our thinking are much more reality connected, truth connected, and healthy because they're rooted to reality. Our healthy ego vulnerability can make it easy for us to recognize and come to terms with the inherent imperfections and the true nature of our humanity while also finding our way to truth. It also allows our emotions, be they anxiety, anger, guilt, or love, to play a positive role in bringing us closer to forming, changing, or removing thoughts and beliefs to bring them into closer alignment with truth and reality, which enhances the quality of our mind. So, unlike what people often think, emotion can serve to make our thoughts and beliefs more rational and logical and accurate in ways to serve us and the quality of our mind. Egoically healthy people tend to think in more similar, consensual, reality-connected ways about various matters, whether they're dealing with relationships, conflict, change, adversity, and all of the other important life areas I talk about in my work. On the other hand, human truth becomes much more relative. It's far more individualized when the thinker of the truth is consumed with ego energy that's imbalanced in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. It tends to be more unhealthy and faulty, distorted, and even disturbed beliefs, attitudes, and prejudices that are truth-connected begin to be formed. Reality disconnected. Very relative. People with lower ego vulnerability often build them on the faulty foundation of the distance they are living from healthy human vulnerability, distance from an awareness of their weaknesses and imperfections, distance from their humanity. People with lower ego vulnerability often fill their mind with emotionless thoughts and beliefs that they create due to this energy entering into their ego mind, which ultimately leads to ego self that they are manifesting in the world via their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every single one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the sociopath, the sadist, the logician, and the inattentive person, amongst others that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. I'll be talking about a few here, but there are more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, available as a free download from the website egoandspirit.info. And here is the first symptom. You're not interested in growing the quality of your mind. People with lower ego vulnerability are not particularly invested in an effort to enhance their mind, to grow the quality of their mind. They lack a healthy curiosity for what they don't know. It doesn't seem to matter to them that they don't know things. So here are some questions that kind of connect up with this particular symptom. Is learning something that's hard for you to get into? People with lower ego vulnerability often have a disinterest in learning, and this learning can take the form of acquiring new information or changing information or thoughts or beliefs and attitudes in their mind that they already have, or even getting rid of them. That type of work is not something they're not interested in doing, because that does take some energy, it takes some effort, it takes some focus and concentration in order to do that. That's the kind of difficulty, that's the kind of work that people with lower ego vulnerability often have trouble doing. Another question, do you think learning has to be fun or entertaining to be worthwhile. This is another area for many people with lower ego vulnerability. The issue of learning has to be something that they enjoy or are entertained by doing. The idea of work and putting in some of the extra effort that we all have to do in the earlier stages of learning things, whether it's about ourselves or things that we're experiencing, is something that they often have difficulty doing. It needs to be fun. If it's not fun, for them it's not worth doing. Also, do you lack a sense of curiosity about the unknown? People with lower ego vulnerability don't seem to have much of a curiosity about the things that they don't know. They're not interested in finding out new things as often as they are about just working what they already know, even though the things that they may not know could be useful and helpful to them. And another question is, are you comfortable in your ignorance? Meaning that it's okay for you to not really know things or find out about things, to broaden your knowledge, to broaden your horizons. You're okay with basically staying where you're at. So those are some questions connected to this symptom of not being interested in growing the quality of your mind. Does any of that sound familiar? We're going to go on to another symptom. You have little interest in learning things that are necessary to enhance your life or grow as a person. This whole idea of growing as a person, self-growth, self-improvement, it's almost an alien idea for people within this energy. That people with lower ego vulnerability energy aren't into the idea of getting to know things or learning things that could enhance themselves or their life. So here are some questions that can maybe take you closer to that symptom. Does the notion that learning is empowering lack meaning for you? This whole idea that there's an empowerment that many of us understand, but people with lower ego vulnerability, they have difficulty realizing that the process of learning can be empowering. For many of us, we understand the truth connectedness that often is empowering, that often people with low vulnerability are having difficulty. Does the idea that knowledge is power lack meaning for you? That's a phrase used by Henry David Thoreau, knowledge is power, in which he was basically explaining how important it is to learn, to acquire things that can be more useful, to expand our mind. Also, is the notion of personal growth or self-growth alien to you? Again, I mentioned this a little sooner, but this whole idea of broadening your horizons, growing yourself in different ways, is something that's not something that people with lower ego vulnerability are particularly concerned about. And also, do you have difficulty thinking that personal growth is something that you can take charge of? You know, most of us who understand personal growth often see it as a self-directed process, that we reach out to the areas where we think we need to expand and grow and perhaps know a greater truth than we currently know. For people with lower ego vulnerability, they don't see themselves as directing this process. So those are some questions in conjunction with that symptom. Does any of that sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to continue talking about symptoms of lower ego vulnerability and how it can impact the ability to grow our mind. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about symptoms of lower ego vulnerability when it's impacting a person's ability to grow the quality of their mind with truth. So here's the next symptom. You don't care whether the thoughts, beliefs and values and attitudes in your mind are connected to truth. People with lower vulnerability aren't that concerned about how accurate, how truthful their ideas and beliefs are. And oftentimes they're not interested in getting into the details that could refine what they know, what they understand within their attitudes and values. They kind of get by on what I call fuzzy truth, meaning that there are parts of what they think that are accurate. They're not lacking in their accuracy, but it's not completely. There's details. You've heard that phrase, the devil is in the details, really taking the time and the effort and the energy to get to know those details that can help you to enhance your connection to truth. And this is something that's not the kind of work and effort that people with lower vulnerability are into doing. So oftentimes they're not very good students because it requires an effort. And they're not students of themselves. They're not students of their life. They're not students of what they think or feel or value because they don't want to go into the details. They can get by on a shallow, they often have a casual relationship with the truth. The truth they have is the one they want to know, and only the one they really want to know. Another, I guess, question relating to this is, do you dislike inconvenient truths? These are truths that make us, don't let us feel the way we want to feel. They take us into places that may be difficult. These can be somewhat painful, but much more connected to reality, even though they are painful. For example, wearing a mask, you know, it may be something that you don't want to come to terms with, that there actually has been demonstrated safety for oneself and for others as a result of using it. But that's an inconvenient truth that I'm going to keep my distance from because it doesn't make me feel the way I want to feel. Do you enjoy making things up that make you feel the way you want to feel? So sometimes truth creation is based so much on truth, but based more on, it helps me to feel the way I want to feel or think the way I want to think. People with lower ego vulnerability are into experiences that tend to promote me being able to feel what I want to feel, whether it's truthful or not. So this is going to get in the way of enhancing the quality of one's mind because it leans more on the way I want to feel as opposed to getting really connected to truth. And also, do you enjoy making things up for others to believe for your enjoyment? This is something that people with lower vulnerability may enjoy, the manipulation that may take place, even the lying that can occur. People who are sociopathic, one of the roles that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within, are almost entertained by being able to manipulate and exploit other people by shaping truth for them in ways that are often disconnected from reality. So these are some of the questions for you to consider about this particular symptom. Does any of that sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to one more symptom, which is that you believe emotions can only harm your ability to think rationally, intelligently, and know the truth. People with lower ego vulnerability often want to or often take an approach to emotion that it's not a good thing. It's often a bad thing. So do you think emotions like anxiety or anger or fear or guilt or even love can only get in the way of being objective, of being rational, of being smart or intelligent? This is the kind of thing that people with lower ego vulnerability often experience. I'm reminded of the character Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, who often had no place for emotion in how he would approach things or think about things. Do you think emotions can only stand in the way of finding facts and truth? This idea that they can only do harm to one's efforts to become connected to truth and reality. Do you look down upon or maybe dismiss people you think are too emotional? This is something, again, this relationship with emotions is often a relationship in which I want to experience emotion on my own terms. That is, the lower ego vulnerability person does, in order to maybe instigate feelings of arousal and stimulation, rather than dealing with emotions on I would call it a more receptive end, allowing them to be a part of who we are and how they may play a role in the way we think about things and how we understand and work to grow our mind with either adding to, changing, or removing things in our mind that need to be taken care of. And also, is there a disconnect between being intelligent and being emotional? For lower ego vulnerability people, you can either be one or the other, but you can't be both. There's a role I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within, the logician, the person who takes that very logical, rational approach to doing things. So does this sound familiar to you? Do any of these questions relate to this particular symptom? We're going to shift now to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity for those with lower ego vulnerability, having difficulty growing the quality of their mind. We're going to be looking at reflections of some of the ways that lower ego vulnerability impacts one's willingness and their ability to work with their mind. Some of them may seem strange or weird or wrong or funny, but that's because you're not living in that energy. That's not part of the energy you're living in, but this is what's going on for those who are living in that energy, and it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are impacting their ability to grow the quality of their mind. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or even feeling or doing are normal, but they're not. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at themselves through that same ego energy prism that the lower ego vulnerability person is looking through to see what's going on and to see what's taking place. They're intelligent, they're spiritual, they're imperfect, and they're mentally stable people, the lower ego vulnerability person. Unfortunately, they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making, again, due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, lower ego vulnerability energy, and they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity. This is something that can be done with the use of ego medicine, which consists of knowing what ego is, meaning the energy that it is, the survival energy that it is, and the diverse nature of this energy involving power, flexibility, and vulnerability that I talk about across my programs and books and website, as well as understanding that ego does not have an awareness of itself. It doesn't have an intellect. It doesn't know who you are. It doesn't know who God is. And also that your ego doesn't have an intentionality. It's not out to hurt you or harm your life or to oppose God in any way, because it doesn't even know that that entity exists. Also, ego medicine involves tuning into your ego energy, coming to know the amount or volume of your ego power, flexibility, or vulnerability that's operating in your ego energy. And this is something that you learn to do across my books, the podcasts, and the website. And finally, beginning to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, the ones that we create that are built upon the ego energy that's flowing into our mind, and we replace them with those that are connected to truth and reality, human and divine. So here is the first reflection of ego stupidity, which is that your emotions can only weaken a person's ability to a person's connection to truth. That emotions can only, in a way, get in the way. Some people with low vulnerability have a real difficult time with the idea of emotions. And some of this, I think, deals with concepts I talk about in my book, Ego Therapy, referring to primary, secondary, low ego vulnerability, and secondary low ego vulnerability. And what I'm referring to is some people have an emotional disconnect or a biological difficulty in being able to experience emotion. And as a result, this affects the way they look at emotion and how they can experience it. And some people, they have this secondary low vulnerability going on, which is really a distance from their ability to tune into their emotions, access their emotions, that's actually psychologically related, often due to earlier life difficulties. But in either case, the notion that emotions can only weaken a person's connection to truth is a reality disconnected thought, because emotions can serve us. We were created to be an emotional being, and that emotionality can play its role in working us and motivating us to get to know those details, the fuzzy truth, and getting beyond that we can know more about. And here are some additional reflections of ego stupidity connected to this area. This idea that being connected to reality requires the absence of emotion, that we can only be connected to reality when our emotions are not in the mix, which is non-reality-based thinking. Also, the idea that emotion has little or no place in forming truthful beliefs or values or attitudes, when in fact emotions can play a role in helping us to be more focused, to be more motivated, to take a look and see and refine what it is we're thinking about. Also, the idea that the absence of emotion is making my ideas, beliefs, or values more truthful, which is not necessarily the case, because it may be distancing us from the things that we need to take into consideration to see them in a more accurate light. And also, the absence of emotion is making my mind more rational, objective, and reality connected, which is not necessarily the case, because that rationality, that accuracy, that objectivity may be missing something that could play a role in helping us to tune in to what needs to be seen and get beyond the inconvenient truths that we want to ignore about ourselves and other things. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that the appropriate amounts of things, feelings like anger and fear and guilt, can strengthen our connection to truth and grow the quality of our mind. But until then, when you're thinking that emotions can only create or weaken a person's connection to truth and all of the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity is the idea that learning must be fun in order for it to be worthwhile. People with lower ego vulnerability often have a poor relationship with learning because of the effort that is often involved. Learning can be quite challenging at the earlier stages. They are often missing the transformative potential of learning. And this ego stupidity often feeds into other additional reflections of ego stupidity that include that notion that boredom or tedium is a sign that learning what one is learning isn't worthwhile. People with lower vulnerability often quit quite early in the process, and they conclude in their mind it's just not worth learning because it's not fun. Things don't need to be fun initially in order for them to ultimately be something that could be meaningful and worthwhile. There's also this notion that I need to be entertained in order to learn. I think we're seeing more of that nowadays in education, where kids think that it always has to be fun in order to be learned. It's great if it is, but sometimes it's just not. And as a result, they find themselves being disinclined to put their best effort in getting through the more tedious aspects of learning about things. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that learning that is work in the initial stages can often end up being fun and worthwhile. In short, work becomes play. But until then, when you're thinking that learning must be fun in order for it to be worthwhile, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to talk about one more reflection of ego stupidity. I don't need to learn anything new, different, or better to improve me. A non-reality-based thought, it's as if the person is thinking, I'm a finished product. Certainly a non-reality-based thought, because none of us is a finished product and will ever be a finished product in this life. This is ego stupidity that feeds into additional thoughts like, I don't need to grow. Or, I'm already the best version of myself. No need for improvement here. No need for change. No need for growing and learning things. Or there isn't really anything I need to improve on. This is something people with lower vulnerability often experience. And also this, again, the idea that I'm a finished product. These can often be the people that we run into who may be the unteachable student or the uncoachable athlete who have formed their own impression of things and don't think they need to expand beyond where they're at. Because it's not fun to do what it needs to be done in order to grow oneself. So when your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that learning is something that you must do throughout your life. And it doesn't matter how old you are, it never stops. But until then, when you're thinking that I don't need to learn anything new or different or better to improve me, and all the rest of what I just shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our second break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OWN Times Radio, IOM FM. OWN Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OWN Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills from my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue during the third segment of today's program by looking at ego insights, as well as ego's impact on our spiritual wellness when we are experiencing lower ego vulnerability, and it's having an effect on growing the quality of our mind. So we're going to continue by first looking at those ego insights. And here's the first one. Your lower ego vulnerability voice or energy is causing you to be unmotivated or under-motivated to grow your mind unless it's fun stuff. This energy is weakening your ability to do the work that's often needed to earnestly question your thoughts and beliefs and values for signs of needed change. This is leading you to accept the status quo and often think that there is no need for growth or improvement when in reality there is. This is undermining the healthy curiosity, the skepticism, or the inquisitiveness to learn more, particularly about yourself. And this energy is also serving to keep you at a distance from your weaknesses and your imperfections of your humanity. This distance is preferable for those with lower ego vulnerability, and this also weakens any desire to improve, to grow, to change, to look more intensely at what one is thinking or not thinking that can be in need of improvement. So when you awaken and are more ego-conscious and you're aware of your ego energy, you'll be able to see all of this that's happening. Our next insight is that your lower ego vulnerability voice is distancing you from the emotions that are needed to motivate you to explore your thinking and to seek truth. You're having difficulty with those emotions that I talk about, emotions such as love and fear and guilt and anger can actually promote an effort to look at yourself more intensively, to understand and perhaps to add to or to change or to remove things in your mind that are not serving you as much as you think they are. For you at this point, your emotions have to operate on your terms, meaning that you want to feel whatever you're feeling if it can help you to feel arousal or to feel stimulated or to feel excited. On the other hand, it's more difficult for you to open up to emotions on what I would call the receptive end of that. Some of this is due to what I refer to in my book Ego Therapy as primary low ego vulnerability, which is more of a biologically based inability to experience feelings, as well as the possibility of secondary low ego vulnerability, which is more of a psychologically based issue in which people are keeping their distance from emotions because they can open them up to getting more connected and closer to their weaknesses and their imperfections and their vulnerability. So you only want your emotions when they can serve as a means to your arousal, to your stimulation, to your enjoyment, and to your entertainment. In some respects, you're using anger, fear, and guilt and love for this purpose. They are a tool to often offset the lack of emotionality that you may find to be somewhat discomforting. And also, you're unable to use these emotions at the present time as a source of motivation to grow your mind towards truth. Now, when you awaken and are more ego-conscious and aware of your ego energy, you'll be able to see all of this. Our next insight. your lower vulnerability energy is leading you to see emotions as a weak part of you that can only get in the way of logic, objectivity, and knowing the truth. So your attitude toward emotions is that they are not healthy things. They're unhealthy things. You have a distant relationship with emotions that they can only call you to the truth you don't know or want to know. And so you want to keep them at a distance because you don't want to get to know those truths about your weaknesses or your imperfections and so on. And that you also have a distant relationship with emotions because then they can only bring you, again, closer to the weaknesses, to the imperfections and the vulnerability that you don't want to see in your humanity. This is one of the major issues for people with low vulnerability is that distance they need to keep from making contact with their weaknesses and their imperfections and their vulnerability. And in a way, you only have a friendship with emotions when they serve your needs and desires for arousal and enjoyment and stimulation. And again, they're a tool towards those ends, whereas they are something to be avoided when they may risk you developing some contact with other things involving those parts of you that you don't want to make contact with. When you awaken and are more ego-conscious and aware of your ego energy, you'll be able to see all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight. Your lower vulnerability energy is distancing you from awareness of your humanity. It's serving as a barrier to getting to know your true weaknesses, imperfection, and vulnerability that exist but you don't want to know exist. It's serving as a barrier to growing the quality of your mind with truthful thoughts, beliefs, and values. It's serving as a barrier to fully connecting to your divinity due to the distance you're keeping from your humanity. Your connection to your humanity can play that role in connecting to your divinity. And it's also serving as a barrier to bringing in the love, life, and energy God is into the growth of your mind. That plays its role in growing your mind, the love, life, and energy God is. So when you awaken and are more ego-conscious and aware of your ego energy, you'll be able to see all of this. Last today, we're going to take a look at how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to growing the quality of our mind. Here we're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of growing the quality of our mind, and each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower vulnerability. We're going to start with being the love God is. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and growing the quality of their mind when they're failing to embrace the growth of their mind with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve failing to grow your mind with truth by keeping distance from the imperfections and weaknesses of your humanity. When your lower vulnerability is affecting the conditions under which you're willing to grow your mind with truth by keeping distance from your humanity, you're not being the unconditional love God is towards growing your mind. When your lower vulnerability is weakening your connections to truth by keeping distance from your humanity, you're not being the connective love God is towards growing your mind. When your lower vulnerability is burdening you with distancing and disowning the truth by keeping distance from your humanity, you're not being the unburdened love God is towards growing your mind. When your lower vulnerability is limiting the use of your mind towards growing it with truth in order to keep distance from your humanity, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards growing your mind. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when they're dishonoring and disrespecting the ability to grow their mind with truth in order to keep distance from their humanity. Your divinity involves honoring, respecting, and promoting the growth of your mind while being connected to your humanity. When your lower vulnerability is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the growth of your mind with neglect in order to keep distance from your humanity, you're not being the life God is towards growing your mind. And when your lower vulnerability is leading you to see yourself as not in need of growing your mind with truth in order to keep distance from your humanity, you're not being the life God is towards growing your mind. And when your lower vulnerability is leading you to disrespectfully attack the thoughts, beliefs, values of others to entertain yourself, you're not being the life God is towards growing your mind. And also, when your lower vulnerability and the imperfections of your humanity are leading you to neglect and ignore healthy consideration of the thoughts and truths of others in favor of your own, you're not being the life God is towards growing your mind. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we've been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity that's rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I failed to mention. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to grow the quality of their mind towards coming to know human and divine truth. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are growing the quality of your mind with truth, despite the imperfections of your humanity. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for growing the quality of your mind with truth and understanding from wherever and whomever it can be found. When lower vulnerability is keeping distance and keeping you at a distance from your humanity, and they're leading you to fail to take this responsibility, you're not being the energy God is towards growing your mind. And when lower vulnerability is keeping distance from your humanity, are leading to your failure to question your beliefs and values and attitudes, you're not being the energy God is towards growing your mind. When lower vulnerability and keeping distance from your humanity are leading to your failure to seek and learn truth from others, you're not being the energy God is towards growing your mind. And when lower vulnerability and keeping distance from your humanity are blocking your ability to let go of faulty, truth-disconnected beliefs, attitudes, and values, you're not being the energy God is towards growing your mind. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty growing the quality of your mind, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.